Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown to Rushville. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine, with care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Rush County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Yeah. What up? This is Dr. Dre. The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
The Hammer and Nigel Show.
Now, Nigel Hammer's here. Traffic beast Matt Bear's in studio. Can I tell you one of my favorite pieces of audio I've heard all day so far is from the WIBC newsroom. Ryan Hedrick from the newsroom went out like man on the street and was asking people about the potholes. And he asked this lady if she thought the pothole problem would be fixed by the time the NBA All-Star game was here. And she goes, F no, man. Like it had, she and Ryan actually had to bleep it out. It was yeah. I physically laughed out loud listening to the news on my way into work this morning.
He came, he played that audio for me this morning. He's like, you're not going to believe what I am. And he had, it's like, you know, we're about to open our NES on Christmas. His eyes were all big. He's like, you got to listen.
It's got gold right here.
Whatever you do, do not lose that. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Potholes are bad right now. Oh, now, man. Listen, I have lived in Indy pretty much my entire life. Marion County, a lifer, with the exception of a couple years up at Ball State. I've seen some bad roads. We've talked about potholes in the past, but this past couple of weeks, once, you know, the deep freeze happened, then we had some snow and all of the rain. Right now, these roads look like something you would find in Kandahar, Matt.
It is. They're a little bit better there in my traffic expertise. I don't know. I woke up one morning, there were potholes everywhere. That's what it felt like. It's like
this is as bad as I've seen it in a long time, Matt.
And I remember our text from last night. We've kind of talked about it a little bit. And I remember saying every single year, this is the worst year I've ever seen for potholes. This is the worst year I've ever seen for potholes. I don't know how else to say it. There was a stretch, and people, I know we have a million stories out there, and people were tweeting me today, and we helped out a little bit. It felt good. But it's like the stretch of 31 is a moon crater, from like Terrace to 465, where people, remember, you have three lanes of traffic, and that's the worst part is people are trying to maneuver and out of these lanes, trying to get away from these.
Side-swiped.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's Frogger, except you're the frog this time.
Pothole Joe, baby. Yeah.
Pothole Joe.
Just got elected for another 4 years? What potholes? Potholes? I don't know anything about potholes.
You thought he was lazy before. Third term lame duck Boss Hogg said, sitting there with his feet propped up on his desk. I'm sure there's a bottle of hooch somewhere. He doesn't give a damn about these roads right now. He's into office, baby.
You know, we can fill these in 2025. Maybe late spring this year we'll get to them all.
You don't want the potholes? Maybe you get on the red line. I don't know.
Oh, that's a conspiracy theory for you right there.
Pristine.
So, Matt, we're going to play a little something for you here. We have a record label. We have Hammer and Nigel Records.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very successful. We've had this record label for a number of years. We're thinking about going out on a greatest hits tour. Normally, when myself or Nigel writes a song, we find somebody else to sing it in the building. But today, there's nobody here. So Nigel and I got together and said, you know what?
We did.
Who rocks more than we do? So we put this song together for Potholes in Indianapolis. So if you're tired of Boss Hogg Set not getting his goons out there to fix the roads, if you're tired of flat tires, we put this little song together. And when we wrote this, we were listening to a little bit of Lil Nas X with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wow.
Well, the snow and rain are giving way to potholes. Hundreds of them have emerged over the past several days around Indianapolis.
They're all over the county, north, south, east, and west, from county line to county line.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my car down Pothole Road. I'm gonna yell, I hate you, Joe. I'm gonna take my car down Pothole Road. I'm gonna drive drive till I can't no more.
I got a blowout in the back. It's my second flat. Stranded on Keystone with my spare and my jack.
Yep.
Swerving just to pass. My alignment has been gashed. Crater's bigger than Whoopi Goldberg's ass.
Oh.
I just hit a 5-foot crater. I'll hit another later.
Yep.
I just blew out my tire.
True.
Damn. My rim is on fire. Calling AAA on my afternoon. These streets are worse than the surface on the moon. Waiting for a tow truck to come and pick up my Nissan with the tires ripped up. Potholes really make me hateful. These roads are disgraceful.
Yes.
Hey, Mayor Joe, how long are you going to sit there on your ass?
Now, until April.
I'm going to take my car down Pothole Road. I'm going to yell, I hate you, Joe. I'm going to take my car down Pothole Road. I'm going to drive till I can't no more.
There it is. Pothole Road from Hammer and Nigel Records, Matt.
Can I say, since you guys first started this show, Nigel, you've become an incredible singer.
Thank
man.
You very
it's
much.
Just, it's developed and just vibrato.
There's no auto-tuning whatsoever in that song.
No.
No.
We need to have Sing Along with Nige next time we have some prizes to give away, maybe.
You know what, Bear had me in the hallway the other day, and he's like, so did you do Dry January? And because I know, Matt, you're sober now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, so you do dry years. You know, you do dry every day.
We're going for years now.
And I looked at him. I go, I can't even do Dry Tuesday.
I'm thinking about it. I just,
like,
it's so hard. I mean, Dry January. And that's,
do you remember what it was like?
I do remember what it's like. And that's why I'm so impressed with anybody that made it through or even tried it, even if it failed it. I mean, you know, going 30 days without alcohol for me was, it's not an easy thing. One day is hard enough, but to be able to string 30 or 31 together. But I'm looking through all these things, and then it's like you take this really cool concept of Dry January that's supposed to be for your physical health, mental health, and then there's all these caveats, like you can't have CBD oil or something else. Says, I'm like, why can't we just have Dry January and enjoy it here?
See, I think the people that are successful with Dry January aren't guys like you,
right,
or
right.
me, for that matter, or Hammer. It's like
so raging alcoholics. Like,
exactly.
That's what you're looking
if you're
for
not
there.
A raging alcoholic and you just like to do it recreationally,
right? If you don't drink anyway, you're probably the one that can go out there and brag about Dry January.
Now, my wife did Dry-ish January, which was only on Friday and Saturday night. Saturday nights, not you know. School nights or work nights.
Oh,
stuff
I thought
like
you
that.
Meant she was partying Monday through Friday and taking Saturday and Sunday off.
Wow. Holy jeez.
Hey, that was
Nigel,
me.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Now, to be fair, we make fun of Nigel a lot. He was really good at Dry 10:30 a.m. this month. Dry 10:30 a.m. There was nobody that was more committed than Big Nige.
I was never good at Dry 10:30 a.m. I always failed.
If somebody wants to reach out to you, Matt Bear, and yell at you for the potholes or talk to you about your sobriety podcast coming out eventually, how do they find you?
It's at Matt in Traffic and the at @sobriety_pod. That's our sober supporting sobriety podcast that is going to drop this coming Wednesday, hopefully. That's
okay,
that's what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah, February 6th. We are very excited. We think we can help some people. We've had great support, great guests on already.
What's the Twitter handle?
And it's at @supporting_pod. Okay.
Cool.
So supporting. So yeah. And thank you guys for giving me some time to say something about it. Appreciate it.
You're the best.
Love
Matt
you
Bear, the traffic beast. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.